Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Greatness of the Gods. On our previous podcast, we talk about the significance and striking facts and mysterious myths of the Greek gods and goddesses. I'm your host, Sophia.
And I'm Jack. On today's episode, we'll be discussing the very first mortal goddess, Pandora. We feel as if Pandora is one of the overlooked goddesses in Greek history. And we would like to change that and educate all types of mysterious and innovative humans.
Now, you love your mom and your dad. Even if we don't always show it, we know you love them with your whole heart. Now imagine if you grew up with no mom or dad, and some people do. Now imagine you never even knew your mom or your dad growing up and wonder who they are. And now imagine that you find out you have no mom or dad. This is the case for the Greek goddess Pandora.
Crafted by the gods, Pandora was a masterpiece in every way, shape, and form. Pandora was possibly made with the intention of bringing misery to mankind. She was actually created out of clay by the titan Prometheus. Prometheus was assigned the task of creating the race of man.
Prometheus became displeased with his work of creating men. Zeus was angered at Prometheus for not satisfying him, so Zeus then assigned the other gods, Hephaestus and others, to create the first woman.
Endowing her with beauty and cunning, he had her delivered to Prometheus's foolish younger brother, Epimetheus, as a bride.
Pandora would most likely want you to buy a vase because the creation of Pandora was often depicted in ancient Greek vase paintings. Get a custom Pandora vase at www.pandoravase.com.
Use code Gods of Greatness for 20% off. She appears as either a statue-like figure surrounded by gods or as a woman rising out of the earth, called Anodos in Greek.
Pandora, the giver of all, is someone you would want at Christmas because of her extensive gift givings.
Pandora would most likely be the Amazon Prime of her time.
Now, you may have heard of Pandora's box, but do you actually know what it is?
Epimetheus has been told by his brother never to accept any gifts from Zeus. Prometheus was well aware that Zeus was still angry with him for his effrontery at the gathering and would try to get his revenge.
However, he took one look at Pandora and fell in love. They even got married without consideration.
To congratulate them, Hermes came to the wedding ceremony and told Epimetheus that Pandora was a gift from Zeus, a peace offering showing that there was no more hard feelings between the leader of the gods and Prometheus.
He also told Epimetheus that the gilded box of Pandora was a wedding gift from the Olympian king. Being a bit gullible, Epimetheus believed the words of Hermes to be true. Unfortunately, Prometheus' advice had fallen on people who aren't willing to listen.
Want a break from the ads? Tap now or click on the banner to get ad-free music and podcasts.
With Pandora Premium, you can get 48 hours of ad-free music and podcasts, only $9.99 per month. In all different types of plans, including singular, family, and shared accounts.
Pandora was wondering what was in the box Zeus gave her. Just like opening a present on Christmas, you never know what you are going to get.
So there's kind of a surprise element involved, which then gets you more excited about what the unknown box is.
Pandora was relentless about opening the box, but she kept herself from opening it until she grew so curious that she found herself turning the key inside the padlock.
Pandora saw no one was around, so she sneakingly found the golden key hanging up and decided to look what's inside. But as soon as it cracked open the smallest amount, Pandora heard hissing and a terrible odor let out of the box. Pandora got startled, so she slammed it shut.
Pandora shut the box lid a little too late. Pandora had released all of the wickedness and bad violence that Zeus had locked into the box. That time, she understood that she was a big player in a great game played by the gods.